And then about 11 o'clock, I saw a Christmas tree going up on the German trenches. And there was a light. And we stood still and we watched this and we talked. And then a German voice began to sing a song, Heilige Nacht. And after that somebody, come over, Tommy, come over. And I still thought it was a trap. But some of us went over at once, and they came to this barbed wire fence between us, which was five strands of wire, hung with empty bully beef tins, to make a rattle as they came. And very soon we were exchanging gifts. The next day, we went out again. The whole of No Man's Land, as far as we could see, was grey and khaki. There they were, smoking and talking, shaking hands, exchanging names and addresses after the war to write to one another. We had, at that time, because the Germans started burying their dead, which were frozen out, and we picked up ours and buried them, and little crosses of ration box wood were nailed together, quite small ones, and indelible pencil, they would put, the Germans, Für Vaterland und Freiheit, for Fatherland and Freedom. And I said to a German, excuse me, but how can you be fighting for freedom? You started the war, and we are fighting for freedom. And he said, excuse me, English comrade, camarade, but we are fighting for freedom for our country. And I say, you also put, here rests in God an unbekannter held. Here rests in God an unknown hero, in God. Oh yes, God is on our side. But I said, he's on our side. And that was a tremendous shock. I began to think that these chaps, who were like ourselves, whom we liked, and who felt about the wars we did, and who said, it'll be over soon because we will win the war in Russia. And we said, no, but the Russian steamroller is going to win the war in Russia. Well, English comrade, do not let us.